want to share with you a couple of thoughts on living a limitless lifestyle or a limitless life. Now, what does that mean? Imagine if you were to think of yourself as limitless, okay? Make a new agreement with yourself, with reality. Picture yourself able to accomplish anything your mind can envision or conceive, okay? Instead of habitually, do it on purpose. Allow yourself the freedom of dreaming to fly, shape-shifting, practicing bilocation, disappearing and reappearing, all the craziest thoughts you think. It's not just for dreams. It's truly living limitlessly. It's such a hard word to say sometimes. And anything else that appeals to you that you're able to do each night in your dreams, okay? There's no difference. I mean, you're doing this stuff in your dreams. Put that in your mindset while you're in your conscious state, while you're just living day to day. If you think of yourself as limitless, think of breaking down the mental walls, you know, how different things would be. Make that agreement with your reality that's dependent solely on what you want it to be. You be in charge. Let go of everything that you've been told is impossible or unrealistic. A lot of people may tell you that. And allow yourself the freedom to make your own contract with God about what is possible for you. Okay? Examine all the doubts that you've been putting in your own mind about miracles and miracle workers, and replace those doubts with openness. Be open to all this stuff. And remember, your goal is to have your very own agreement with your own reality. So that's super important here. To live a limitless lifestyle, you have to be willing to put all that stuff aside. I mean, think about all the things that may limit you. And I talk to a lot of people, and they tell me all kinds of crazy things. I mean, we all have the same kind of concepts in mind, which stop us from living a limitless life. And it usually involves others, right? My mother or father said I wasn't good enough. My teacher said I wasn't going to be a good artist. I seem to fail at everything I do. I'm horrible at this. I'm horrible at that. Now, imagine your dream state. Imagine using your imagination and creativity for a moment and really expanding on that. So let's put it this way. Imagine if you were to write down on a piece of paper all the crap that's in your head that limits you from whatever it is you want to do. Okay, and you write these things down. Now imagine if you were to burn this set of papers or sort of set it aside and say, I'm not going to live my life with these things, which by the way is an excellent exercise if you want to try that. But imagine if you were to do that, if you were able to put those things aside, and how would your life change? Okay, all of these things, all of these negative things are things that limit you. Okay, and if you were to just simply, it's so simple to do. We just don't do it. As I've said a million times, why is it that we know what to do but don't do what we know? We're just creatures of habit. We tend to, you know, do the same old stuff. But man, if you want to live a limitless life, you have to write down or think about all the things that are limiting you. And by the way, they're usually yourself. But take all the things that are limiting you, put them aside, and what would your life be like? Think about putting yourself in a permanent dream state and dream it. It doesn't matter what it is. And you can start with little steps. So let's say, for example, you're really weak and small and skinny and you want to become big and muscular and strong and you want to be a marathon runner. Or let's say you're overweight and you may feel like you have a lot of weight to lose, and that's important to you. And by the way, this is a whole nother exercise, is making sure that you have healthy goals, right? And, you know, good, honest goals. And again, part of the limitless lifestyle is making sure that you're doing something that's right for you from your deep core, not from what everyone else thinks, not to say you need a 6-pack abs because you want to look great on a beach, which I guess might be harmless, but it can actually be really harmful because truthfully, you know, you might not even really need a 6-pack set of abs, you know, you might be at a comfortable, healthy weight, because that's, you know, that's a whole nother problem. It's a whole nother set of issues. So I'm not trying to steer people in the direction to say, hey, you know, you got to be, you know, perfect in any way, shape, or form. What I'm talking about is releasing the limits to you specifically you and what's inside your heart, what's inside your head, what's preventing you from becoming a limitless person. And it's different for all of us. That's what I want to focus on here. And so that's why I think it's really important to sort of, and that's what I love about meditation. And it doesn't have to get fancy. You could literally just sit quietly. Sitting up straight is a good idea, or laying down nice and flat and relaxed is a good idea because you're attentive. But what I like about sitting up straight is you put your spine and your mind in a very upright, attentive position to help relax your body and help bring the thoughts front and center. And what you can do is start to think about all the things that limit you, that prevent you from doing the things you want to do and living the life that you want to live. And you start with the top three, or the top one even, and you just look at that and you sort of imagine poof, let it go, let it become like a cloud, sort of like parting away from you, and think about how your life would be different if you were to release the grip from all that stuff that limits you. So just give that some thought. And I didn't want to make this too long of a podcast talk. I will be doing more on this kind of stuff about being limitless, because it's such a huge, huge thing. And your life can change right now in an instant if you're willing to just listen to these short podcasts. I'm going to try to keep these tips short, but don't just listen to these, which I do appreciate. And I encourage you to go to my website, ToddZen, ToddZen, ToddZen.com, where I post other stuff, other material, other helpful articles and videos and blog articles and things that will help you live a more limitless life. That's my objective here, is to share everything that I was taught and to share that with you so you have an extraordinary and limitless life. My name is Todd, Zen and spiritual practitioner for well over 40 years. My goal is to share this journey with others and help others find the best version of themselves and live an extraordinary life. Please visit ToddZen.com for more. Thank you.